It's Around the Lunch Table. It's your boys, Jay and Z. Let's get rowdy up in here.
And we are recording. Number 139.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Spence nipping at your nose. ZZ's in the closet.
Many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
What's your favorite Christmas song? What is it?
You were supposed to fucking join in. I didn't know the fucking song.
I don't know the lyrics to Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire.
It was at the chorus. Now have yourself
a merry little Christmas.
Yeah, you fucking do know it.
You're a fucking fraud. I'm a fraud. I didn't even act like I did know.
No. What's my favorite Christmas song?
Yeah, tell me. Fucking tell me.
Probably that one.
Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire?
Well, it's a Christmas song by Nat King Cole, but...
Dude, mine is...
Probably that one, or it is as follows.
I don't know what to say.
One of the ones from Home Alone, the original Home Alone. I forgot which one it was.
That narrows it down. That's good.
There was a couple good ones.
Mine is fucking...
Well, Jingle Bell Rock is a good one, but that one from Home Alone.
Wham, when they did... fuck, what is it? Blue Christmas? No.
Blue Christmas?
No, it's like... Dun, 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 dun. That wasn't it.
That... Didn't ring a bell.
Last Christmas.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
Yeah, yeah.
But the very next day, you gave it away. Okay, this year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone's mansion.
Leave it in.
I'm so sorry.
You couldn't help it, could you?
Nope. Dude, actually, I don't know where that came from.
I don't know either, but that was good.
That was a repressed something.
Welcome back, Slap. This is Around the Lunch Table episode
139.
fuck. Merry Christmas. First and foremost, I want to start with our sponsor, starting the Aperture Oceans, being ideas and ads. And then I want to shout out Liv's Diner. Wellness and fitness space, started by ATLD's own brand of body auto.
Whose LLC has dissolved.
He's either employed or unemployed. I don't know. His dog has a gym membership, though. Shout out Synergy Canine for accompanying his dogs. And his dog is doing box jumps and shit for whatever the fuck reason he needs to. So shout out to his coach for the puppy plyometrics.
Puppy plyometrics.
Jack, take it away.
Got moles if you have moles in the Puget Sound area.
Seriously? I know why. Because Brandon had diabetes. He doesn't want his dog
to get diabetes.
To have diabetes.
That's why
he's got pit bulls doing box jumps. Wow.
Dude, okay. That's like when parents fucking, like, they're like, we're gluten-free, so you're gluten-free.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, do they
know? We're racist, so you're racist.
It's taught, not born, right?
Yeah,
that's what the Jackie Chan, no.
Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson movie.
Wrong side of the spectrum.
Yeah,
there.
Jackie Robinson movie taught us.
Yeah.
Got moles, if you have moles in the Puget Sound area. Servicing northern Seattle to southern Tacoma. They are your premier.
Ooh.
Mole exterminator. Oh. Atlas Aeration. Making your lawn look funky fresh.
Like?
My pubes.
You said that very quietly. I don't know why.
Like my pubes. Last but not least, ATLT.com. Jesus. Around the lunch.
Whoa!
Whoa! Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content. Boom, 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 boom. And episodes a week early-ish, which we were doing for a while. We'll get back on that train. Speaking of trains, this conversation got derailed.
Speaking of trains, I got ripped.
I got fucking railed. What? Where does that come from? Getting railed? Like, it's like, dude, I fucking...
Yeah, no. You got railed. That means you got fucked.
I know, but what does railed mean? Because there's a railing... There's rails.
Railroad spikes.
Like when they get fucking smashed into the ground. Huh. Interesting. Do you think if you... Apparently from Twitter, not a credible source, or X now, the woman... Okay, have you ever put... the woman... The vaginal canal, right? Doesn't actually have that much...
The coochie cave.
Yeah, the coochie cave. Doesn't actually have that much sensation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times for women, it feels like say, have you ever put like a cucumber in your mouth? No, probably not. But like,
have you?
No, I haven't.
No, I. Dude, are you sitting? Are you telling me you sucked off a cucumber? Yeah, you did.
No,
you
I did.
Haven't. It'd be you'd have more dignity if you owned it.
I haven't sucked
off. Are
you saying you're gonna tip down the stairs, fucking looking for sand, and I'm in the fucking fridge, deep throating a cucumber? Maybe.
Why the fuck would you ask me that?
I'm saying okay. When I explain the rest of
maybe
this,
it's like if you ate a banana and you had a lot of it in your mouth
fine,
at once.
Fine.
Yeah,
that's better.
That's better.
That's
than,
better.
Because the only reason you'd have a cucumber's mouth if you're sucking it off.
Or maybe you didn't have one of the like skin things.
So you just ate
teeth.
It like a psycho? Like,
no, it's like...
You couldn't eat it like that. Only a fucking Loch Ness monster could eat like that.
Skinning it, peeling it. Like you didn't have the peelers, so you use your front teeth. It's just like...
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Anyways, you know, okay. That was a bad example. Banana.
Have you ever... Are you telling me you haven't sat on a cucumber?
I'm just like, okay, bad example. But like when your mouth is full and you know that it's full, apparently that's a lot what it feels like.
Well,
there
is a mouth that's full. It's a second mouth.
Mm. Mm. Did you ever see the movie Teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Interesting pitch.
Yeah, I like how that
I want to know how, like movies like that, or for example, when they did, somehow, they got permission and the copyrights or whatever to use like Winnie the Pooh and shit for that horror movie when the guys had Winnie the Pooh masks and shit. It looked stupid.
What was the name of that movie?
It was like
Pooh.
No, it was Winnie. No, it was like something. Okay, wait, it had the name.
Yeah, there's like a horror Pooh movie, Winnie the Pooh movie. Because I almost said Tigress, but that's Kung Fu Panda. That is interesting.
Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2.
Blood and honey.
So I don't know how they got permission. So going back, stuff like that, I don't know how you go into a writer's room and shit, and they're like, "Oh my god, I fucking love it. Let's get the funding. Let's get this together."
Remember when, like, in like Old Testament times, it was like in the Promised Land had milk and honey.
Milk and honey. It sounds really good though.
But it's like
flowing with milk and honey.
Yeah, how like does it flow like with waterfalls. Milk?
Like Willy Wonka kind of thing.
Yeah, which...
But I think it's a metaphor for, it's a very fertile land.
Fertile
with
land.
Even because honey and milk is like nature's sweet treats. So if you didn't have
milk's
candy
not
nowadays...
sweet. Honey's sweet, though.
Buddy, you can mix those things. You can make a sweet drink out of it.
What
you can
happens
do
when you mix
things.
Milk and honey?
What do you mean?
What happens? Like, what is that? Is that a beverage? Milk and honey. Jesus, I was talking about cocktails, dude. Not fucking.
You could, but I'm saying honey has been used as a sweetener for fucking millions of years for anything.
And it doesn't expire. That's fucking insane.
It's insane.
But what I want to know is like at some point, like, okay, what I want to do is just like shoot like a jar of honey onto Mars or something so no one can fucking touch it. And just wait 1,000 years. You're telling me it's just going to be that sweet, succulent shit still?
Well, the jar wouldn't make it far, considering that...
Well, no, a glass jar takes... Remember those old, like, fucking recycling commercials? Where
yeah, I think, but I'm saying if you shoot it into space, you're talking about extreme temperatures. You're talking about an impact.
It would be encapsulated with foam around it or something.
Encapsulated the Tesseract.
Encapsulate. What is it called when it holds something? A container, not a container. They called it something.
It's a Tupperware.
No, because remember he was like, the dawn, the Big Bang, five stones.
Elemental crystals.
Yes, elemental crystals. And time.
Yeah, but like I don't think he called it.
But they were talking about
the cauldron of the cosmos.
All of them had a fucking like a vessel.
Vessel.
A holder.
A holder. A box.
I can't
even Google it. I don't think it's just
one for the Infinity Stone.
Unrelated things are gonna come up here. Yeah.
Anyways, Merry Christmas, by the way. Christmas, a few fun facts, actually. The underwear bomber was on Christmas, just so you know. There's also like a tsunami.
The underwear bomber.
Yeah, that's why we have
suicide vest guy in underwear.
No, he went on a plane and the bomb was in his underwear.
Oh,
yeah, that's that.
Either one is terrifying.
That's why we have the X-ray. Yeah,
either one is terrifying.
That's why we have the X-ray machines now, just slowly nuking us to death.
Yeah.
The KKK was founded on Christmas Eve. Don't think that's what Jesus wanted, but no.
Maybe it was just a couple of guys who wanted a club at first, and then it kind of, and then they all got
together. That's what happened.
And then they all got together, like, dude, we hate them.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, that's what happens, you know, when, like, I'm not going to try to defend
white jerseys at home, red jerseys away.
Jesus. And then there was like a tsunami in India or whatever. And then, yeah, Christmas has been. George Washington went across the Delaware Christmas Day.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, yeah. Is there a Christmas Adam? Is that the day after? Why is it called Christmas Eve?
It is the eve, is the day before something. New Year's Eve. It is the eve.
Yes, I'm saying, is there an Adam like the day after? Because Eve is from Adam and Eve.
I don't think it's literally talking about the woman Eve.
Adam and Eve.
I don't think it's literally.
So if you were
Adam. You could be on the eve of something.
So if you were Adam and you are who you are now, okay? Okay? You are, but it's Z right now. Because I believe when God created the world, apparently they were just like fully, they were like in their 30s or I don't fucking know how you know that shit.
Yeah. Okay. Think about that. So they just like were already adults?
God, talk about no frame of reference. Like
Plot hole.
Yeah. Then they had to like raise kids and shit. I'm like, I don't even know how to put a diaper. Anyways, whatever the fuck. Anyways, you're Adam, but it's Z. It's Adam and Z. Okay. No. It's Z and Eve, okay? You think you're not eating of the fruit?
Well, what fruit are we talking about?
The fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
Look at this. Are you telling me that a fucking snake is like talking to me, telling me to fucking eat it? No.
Here's the thing though.
How hungry am I?
Did God just make her just like bad?
She's probably bad as fuck.
Yeah. And then she's like,
if she was just zapped, theoretically speaking, if she was just zapped into existence as an adult, first of all, no chance for bad genetics. Think about that. No.
Two, you also don't know what an attractive human looks like. So it's just instinct. That's it.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah,
that's
unfortunate.
And then she's all like, yeah, you want to eat
Or maybe she looked like a fucking lizard. Who knows?
Yeah, but no matter what, like we are biologically drawn to women unless.
Do you think she was like caked up or like petite?
Was Eve petite? Oh God. we are biologically sexual. So what I'm saying is like, I mean,
the caption of like fucking
like a porno.
The fucking porno petite teen fucks whole world. Oh shit.
But like, so like we're biologically, you know, like there are sexual chemicals and shit, whatever, but like we're biologically into that, right? Like, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the right track here.
So imagine if she was just like, you don't get no more of this cookie unless you eat the fucking fruit. Like,
I wasn't dirty when you was up in it.
I mean, I'm Adam, if you're out there, I'm not blaming you, man.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck you're going with this, but
I'm just saying, like
Adam, if you're out there, man,
I'm just saying, I would probably succumb to the enchantment of the woman. succumb.
How fast do reindeer on Santa's sleigh run?
Did you see that reindeer who thought he was Rudolph jumped off the fucking... like?
Well, I don't think he thought anything. He snapped his neck and died, but I saw it, yeah.
Well, no, he jumped... By the way, why was he in like an apartment? Did you notice that? He was like running out of a balcony. It's like...
Yeah, I think he just didn't realize that...
He's probably in Russia. They got some crazy shit going on over there.
Well, it was a... I don't know if it was in Russia. It just looked like a random nice house in the lake or something.
I'm saying, I mean, for a deer to be in there, they probably welcomed it. I mean, they fucking
it was on
wrestled
the
bears. How,
what do you mean it was welcomed?
Are we talking about the same
driveway?
Video? He just jumped off the fucking balcony. And
yeah, I watched
like,
it. Yeah.
Well, we actually didn't get to see the death, but
I saw it.
The camera didn't pan down. Also, maybe, who had a camera there?
Maybe we are thinking of a different video. I saw a deer literally fucking jump off and fucking snap his neck.
Speaking of, oh, because he had a trail cam. This is something I wanted to bring up. So, shout out to my dad. My dad recently told me that he is looking for this this fox, or he thinks he has a fox, right? And he's not sure if it's a fox or a coyote. And so he told me, like, I call my dad if ever I'm like driving a bus, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're not listening.
I was looking up how fast reindeer can run in Santa's sleigh.
It's a fictional fucking
I know.
Thing.
Well, there's also a Santa tracker. We can see where he is right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's going to say like 10,000 kilometers an hour. We're going to be like, oh, why isn't it in the United States system? Anyways.
Obviously, don't have reflectors on for DOT standards.
Are their hooves a minimum of 230 seconds? but no, so my dad tells me that he puts his trail cam out to find this illustrious fox. Now, is he talking about an
but
animal?
In a bigger way? He was looking for himself.
Exactly. But I'm telling him, it's like his, I feel like that's the first old man step, you know? And I just kind of wanted to chat about, as you've gotten in your older age, Z, one, I've just learned to love you more. That is for sure. There's just a lot more in that brain to love. But you have gotten, and it's happening to me. I can feel it. And it's, it's happening. And I feel like what you want is peace. And I feel like you're going to get into like trains. Do you think you'd be a train guy?
I don't like trains now, but maybe, who knows?
What, speaking of Christmas is about peace on earth.
And goodwill toward men.
What brings you peace, Z?
I don't know.
I would like to know. Actually, you know what? Forget the cameras there. Forget the audience is there. I just want to have a conversation with you. What brings the peace?
What brings me peace?
Yeah.
I don't. I think starting with a peaceful environment.
Yeah. Would you say that we are in a peaceful environment?
I don't know. But I don't know. I don't know. Brings me peace is fucking
just a nice cooked meal.
A nice cooked meal.
Yeah, there we
watching
go.
Watching some fucking watching some Sopranos or maybe Gold Rush if I'm feeling a little, or like Planet Earth or something if I'm feeling like educational.
Yeah.
Or a documentary if I'm feeling educational. Mm,
dude, I just watched this fucking documentary. You ever heard of the Twin Flame?
I think I saw it when I was scrolling.
Dude, I watched the whole thing. Okay. So,
continue.
Nope.
I'll say this later. There was something. It's something. Oh, fuck. It just came out on Netflix. It's The World Behind or something. Fuck. It just came out. And apparently it's just. I'll talk about it later. Never mind.
Dude, this fucking twin flame thing. So these people guaranteed that you join their thing and you find love. Guaranteed that you'll find your twin flame.
Is this a show?
It's a documentary. About and the thing is, the group's still up. It's still up and people are still joining. But the courses are like $2,000. Fucking blah, blah, blah. Anyways, this guy finally at some point put pictures of what people thought Jesus looked like and then put his head to it and was like, see? Like calling himself fucking Jesus. And people are
saying, video,
and people
like
are saying it's not a cult. It's like, how the fuck is this not a cult?
It
you gotta pay
cult.
And then you don't find your twin flame.
That like, is
fuck.
A cult.
Would you say we're each other's twin flame?
What?
I don't know. Like a friend flame?
I guess.
I guess. Oh. I just want more from you.
I know. You're a person who yearns.
Yearns?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, in the spirit of Christmas, it is Christmas 2023. We've done a couple of Christmas episodes. You know what? It's been a beautiful time hanging out with y'all around the holidays. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Should we give our viewers a Christmas gift and just show them our feet? No, I'm kidding.
One more to unwrap this year.
Yes.
No, I was, what I was going to say is, so it is Christmas in the spirit of miracles and I don't know, and nowadays or anything is possible. And string theories and God particles, you can get anything going. I was just saying, right now, tomorrow you're going, it's one day.
One day.
It's one day.
Okay.
Whatever job you want to do or position or something, you get to do it for one day. Starting tomorrow, what would it be?
The Tonight Show.
Yeah,
I'm fun, dude. That would be so
that's
much
funny that you chose like a TV thing because mine was Punk'd. I want to host Punk'd.
I don't even know what Punk'd is. What is Punk'd? I know. I'm sorry, but I will admit when I don't know. What is Punk'd? I was a sheltered child. I don't know. Is that like fucking pulling pranks
you
on
don't,
people?
Yeah, you don't know what Punk'd is?
No.
Ashton Kutcher?
I don't know. No. What is Punk'd? Tell me. Tell me the shit.
I don't even know if I can.
Described Punk'd.
I don't know. All the biggest stars have been on there. It's a great show. It's an old MTV run that used to be a real popular thing. Ashton Kutcher
I've never
used to
actually
host,
watched MTV.
And they would pull
like
these
ever.
Elaborate pranks on fucking celebrities, get them to freak out, get their thing. And at the end, they'd be like, you just got Punk'd. And Ashton Kutcher would run out and be like, oh, oh, oh. And that's the whole thing. That's why people are like, dude, am I being Punk'd right now? That's what they say that.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You've never seen fucking Punk'd?
No, I haven't.
What the fuck it is? Dude, this is crazy.
I had to secretly watch Victorious, dude. I was a
what
fucking...
What the fuck is Victorious?
Victoria Justice, Nickelodeon. I'm saying I was very sheltered, man. I couldn't watch TV.
This is crazy, dude.
It's not crazy.
This is crazy, dude.
I've never watched
fucking
MTV
fucking raised
shit.
Amish, dude. Even now, but I'm saying even as you're growing up and got older, even... Fucking 10 years ago, 8 years ago. How are you still not well know what the fuck Punk'd is?
I don't know. All I remember is like if you go on MTV now, it's just like 25 straight episodes of
no MTV
Rob
fell off.
Dear Jack.
MTV fell off. I'm just saying
MTV is no longer in
no,
its
bag. MTV used to be fucking sick. They used
yeah,
to play
I
those double
I'm saying I was not allowed to watch it when it was sick.
I know,
so I
but I'm saying
know.
Like it's just crazy how you didn't even know like people would be like, oh, am I getting Punk'd and you didn't get the reference? Somehow.
I didn't know. Just
it's
like,
crazy to me.
It sounds like the Impractical Jokers kind of thing, kind of that. Like,
I mean, in a way, because they're talking to him from another thing and shit like that. But like, it's just more elaborate. Like, it's a very elaborate prank. Like, for example, one of them, Taylor Swift is in it, and Justin Bieber pretends like he's in on it. And he goes in there, and actually, you know, the redhead guy from Bad Friends podcast, Bobby Lee, and him.
Yeah,
yeah, he actually is in one of those pranks. And basically, Justin Bieber fires a firework into the distance. They put literally a boat out there with a wedding going on. And the elaborate prank was that the firework landed on the fucking boat, caused a fire. The
oh,
bride
shit.
Washes up toward it. It's a full, like, hunt, tons of people in their tuxes and shit.
Holy
girl
shit.
In a wedding dress. She's crying. And so, like, the whole thing is to get her to freak the fuck out. And realize
Taylor
she
Swift?
Just, yeah, she just did that. And then at the end, they run out and be like, you just got Punk'd. So
damn.
That's what it is.
She didn't
yeah.
notice, like, the camera crew? Like
they're hidden cameras. She doesn't fucking know.
Oh, they're trail cams.
They're just, hidden cameras. She has no fucking idea.
Just like
going
my
on.
Dad, he could
there
be
was a couple
punked.
Times where people like, oh, they kind of knew and they figured out quicker, but like they're very elaborate, so they have no fucking idea.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I feel like we should do something like that. The thing is, you and I always have these ideas and we don't fucking do them.
Well, that would require a lot of
planning. We had to fire. We have to hire actors and blah blah blah. Yeah. Oh yeah, we were watching that episode of Entourage. Remember when the guy who kind of looks like my dad?
Yeah.
He had to like make out with all those different people to see who had connection with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you could find connection just based on the lips? Or would you
could find physical connection to an extent. That's about as far as you can go.
So like say I brought in 12 consensual women, of course, to just kiss you and you couldn't see them.
Oh man.
What would be going through your head? Are you
fuck?
Are you gonna focus on
fuck
the?
Me? I don't know. I'd be. Wait,
they want them to fuck you?
I'd be stressed. I'm like, oh fuck me, this is ridiculous.
Oh, but they could be like.
But you brought them in, so they're not.
What do you mean? I'm not gonna fuck you. I mean, I'm gonna put one like you know.
You're not gonna fuck me?
I'm gonna put one like guy in there. That'd be funny.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'd be like, fuck me.
Just this feel a mustache. You're like, you ever thought what it's like a girl kissing like one of
no,
us?
No, you know what I've realized?
Hair? What?
You kind of like find pleasure.
And what?
And people not suffering.
What?
Not I said not suffering, but like a manageable level above that. Like doing something like, and I've talked about this with Wyatt and he agrees.
Oh, okay.
And he agrees.
Credible source.
Like you kind of, you don't like take joy, but you don't hate it either. Like when someone's kind of in a shitty situation, like not a shitty situation where you're actually your life is shit. No, I'm not saying that. Not serious.
Okay.
But it's a scenario in where you're just not in a good spot. Not in a good spot. Again, not like life-threatening or like, oh, my life's just a shit right now. Not like that. But there is in a spot, you kind of like watching it. You like watching people squirm.
I like watching people squirm?
Yeah.
Give me one example.
Because you've always had a camera every time I was. And you're always taking pictures of me.
You squirm?
I'm pouring cement in the parking lot. You're taking a picture. My appendix blows up. I'm in the worst pain of my life. You're taking a picture. I'm hungover and just feel the worst I've ever felt in my life. You're taking a picture. There's three right there.
And guess what? Every time we look back on it,
and you're laughing every... Yeah, you laugh.
We laugh.
No, you laugh.
Because it's the memories.
No, you claim it's for the memories, but I don't
the
think...
The cement taking the picture? Okay, first, let's
because
let's
it's always when I'm doing... when and why I said, we're doing the cement, we're mixing it. It was fucking hot as fuck outside. I'm like, why the fuck?
This was
I'm a mechanic.
This was in November. Was it in November? It wasn't hot as
fuck. No, it wasn't like, in November.
It was in like October.
Okay, it
then.
Was warm. It was warm. It was just... It got hot. I'm pouring some... I'm mixing
okay,
cement
it was
by
hot
hand.
As fuck. Now it's warm, but okay.
Anyways, this is not about the weather. This is about you.
It was a very important detail. Okay.
Anyways. And so I'm mixing cement with a shovel and wheelbarrow, not even a fucking actual mixer and shit. And I'm not kidding. This is not a joke. I'm like, Jack, once he sees we're out here, he's going to come out here with the camera watch. And he come out here and you're taking pictures. I'm under something. You always find a little bit of joy. I know you say it's for the memories. For you know, this is a great moment. But there have been many moments. It was not a good moment for me. And you still just loved it.
I'm going to say one thing about that is the thing is that those are pictures for the company slideshow. And if you were, if I got zero
no,
pictures.
You're, no, you took, no,
they
no,
weren't
no,
weren't with my
no.
phone. They were with no. the fucking camera at work.
It was for both. It was for you as well.
Those were for the company. And here's the thing is that if you had zero, if I included everyone in that company slideshow, but you would have been like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'm not like.
No, I wouldn't have.
You wouldn't have said it to me, but you would have thought in your head, like, oh, there wasn't a single picture of me. He included everyone else in the company, but not you.
The point of it being is that it's always...
It has to be while you're doing something at work. Like, it's not just going to be like, I don't know.
I know, but that was like one of the like more just, oh, fuck things I had to do. And then somehow, whenever that moment comes in my head,
so
you're there.
I love
you're there.
Squirm.
Little bit, and it can't. And it's not everyone. It's easy because
it's people
me.
I love.
Yeah,
I love people. I love seeing people. I love squirm. Wow.
Yeah,
that is new.
That's not a bad thing. Maybe it's just you find
it sounds like a horrible thing. I like to see the people I love in pain and
not. You already. I ironed out the details very clearly.
Not having a good time. I like to see the people that I love not having a good time.
Surface level. But like the thing is, you're going to be okay. Like it's not a bad, it's not a horrid thing that's happening to you. It's just an inconvenience. It's just this or that. You don't mind that at all. You don't.
I have plenty of inconveniences in my life.
Way. Never mind.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. Fine. It's just because it's in my head. It's how you can make light in the future of a shitty situation.
Yeah.
And so now when we look back on that video of you in the hospital, it's like, oh, Bubby, like it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny. I'm just saying.
You know what? The other night you said comedy is risky. Remember that? We were sitting around the table. You were being kind of an asshole.
But comedy is when you make comedy, not when you're having a picture and that's the comedy. You have to make the comedy for it to be a risk.
Oh, okay. Well, so I guess we'll just have to agree to disagree.
I guess so.
I don't know.
I guess his true intentions will never be revealed.
Never. I don't know.
It's funny.
Oh. Well, we're at 30.
What are you counting the minutes? Are you getting squirmy?
Apparently, I'd like it if I was squirmy.
Yeah. If you're me, it'd be exciting.
Yeah. Whenever I have a shitty day, I just take fucking pictures of myself. Yeah.
Oh, you're in a terrible day.
Oh, well, only fuck. Z has
I'm just
horrible
fucking
days.
Around, man. I know. I'm just I fucking know. Around.
That's why I'm still here in front of this tree. Oh, he got me this ranch.
Yeah, I did. There.
I do love ranch.
I like this one.
Oh, it's a gin and tonic.
Did you get this one?
I did not. I'm going to assume it's our third roommate.
I don't think that's a gin and tonic.
Well, it's got a lime in it.
Well, it could be a numerous thing. Well,
it looks ginny.
It looks. Ow. What's Oh, wait, hold on. I don't like how that sits.
Oh, yeah, this is actually a real tree.
This is a real tree.
We got a real. This is a Royal Grand Fir.
Yeah, not cheap either.
Yeah.
So
$70 a piece.
84. 86, actually.
Oh, with the stand. Yeah, we got the stand. But the Ukrainians there said that I could bring that stand back and they would mount it for free. So it's
next
really an investment.
Year, no shit.
It's
what a deal.
But now we just keep going back to the
Who got the deal? Joke's on us. We just pay like $200 for a fucking tree.
That they just grew. God did the work, not them.
Who cares? We just got fucking hustled.
We did not get hustled. We knew what we were going into.
Because we have
knew what we were going into.
We have that fake. No, I was against it, but I just had to go with majority rules. I'm just saying we have that little white one in there that could have just saved our wallets. But I agree. I actually do really like it, though.
I do like the
And guess what? I can, at the end of the year, I can fucking burn it, dude. I can use it for firewood.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I like burning.
It was more because I do believe in the truth of, from experience.
The truth of him being born?
No, of Jesus. No, when we do have a woman of the house. And when that saying, when mama's not happy, no one's happy. And so she does all this Christmas shit. And you know what? It made her happy and everything's fucking cool
nice
around the house.
I do love the tree, though. Okay. So the end of the year is coming up. I'm sure when the new year comes, we'll have a recap and how, like, thinking about the year and shit like that. Okay.
Yeah.
If you had... I didn't like that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that at all. Not one bit.
Sorry.
I'm going to try it again.
I thought you were going to say we're going to, like, celebrate New Year's together.
I'm going to try it again. Okay. Is that cool?
3, 2, we're going to have a little ball.
I'm going to try it again. So the new year's coming. And we did the recap and stuff later. So if you had a spitball, right? You just had a spitball. How many times you said Jesus Christ, the Lord's name in vain? How many times did you say Lord's name in vain in a year?
1,000+, dude. I'm in quadruple digits.
If you had to guess a number, like let's just say someone's like, you know, here's $1,000,000. You have to guess how many times this year you use the Lord's name in vain. How many would it be?
365 days a year. I say it when I wake up every morning. That's for sure.
Wake up. Jesus
Christ. It's like Jesus fucking Christ. So there's a 365 minimum. And then throughout the workday, which is 5 days a week.
But there's fuck. There's shit. There's...
I
speak
is
a lot.
Is that the Lord's name in vain? I thought just goddamn was the Lord's name in vain.
And Jesus is his name as well.
But, I mean, are we talking about the Holy Trinity or just God?
Well, I think it all...
If I was just like Holy Spirit, I mean, that doesn't.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It says the Lord's name, not Jesus's name. The Lord's name is just God.
Well, Jesus Christ sounds better.
Imagine if he just had like a weird middle name. It's like Jesus Herbert Christ.
Jesus Herbert.
Did
Christ.
He have a middle name?
I don't know.
Did Jesus have a middle name? Oh, and then Siri, you know what? You want technology to work for you. You know what it does?
The Carpenter Christ. Hi, Mr. Christ. I'm here to pick up my chair.
What's Jesus? Oh my God, it's like top thing. Why do people say Jesus H. Christ? And where did
they just say Jesus H. or Jesus H. Fuck.
Jesus H. Oh my God.
Jesus Herbert Christ.
Oh my God, it works.
What?
One commonly held origin is the initial for the name Harold. Dude, I'm sorry.
There's no way his name's Harold Christ, bro.
Bro.
No.
Oh, okay. This is on Quora. What was Jesus' middle name? We know it starts with an H, but Herbert doesn't seem quite right. That's crazy. This came out of my ass. Actually, it's because I heard, you know, our driver, John.
Yeah.
I had to book him a flight today and I saw his middle name. It was Herbert.
Yeah. That's actually hilarious.
Yeah, Herbert.
Well, G Herbo, the rapper.
Gerald Herbo?
His name is Herbert Winslow. Dude, a gangster rapper named Herbert Winslow.
Dude, G-Eazy, by the way, Gerald.
I hate that fucking
dude. That song, Me, Myself, and I, was played for like 8 years, and I don't know why people fucking liked
every
it.
Every fucking day, dude. Yeah, like
it was like
times.
It was like he went to like his emo stage, and I'm like, dude, Gerald, that's cool, but don't drag us with you on the fucking radio.
Man. This guy just gave me a headache, dude.
Yeah. It's just me, myself, and I, solo riding.
Or that one song, because I'm fucking your girlfriend, and there's nothing you could do about it.
Kick's game is just so rude. Don't get jujitsu'd.
Dude, such Cat in the Hat pussy ass raps, too.
Featuring Remo, like the fucking Walmart future. It's fucking weird.
Remo, who the fuck is that?
That was who's featuring on that.
Oh, boy, I'm getting money.
Who the fuck's Remo?
I don't know.
Them Remy boy Remo. Remy Remo?
Remo boys?
Remo boys.
Oh, fuck. All right, well.
While we're there.
I think we're there. I think we're done.
Oh, that's a big one, isn't it?
James, where can they find you?
Find me at @Jack_SpenceZ. Where can they find you?
They can find me at @Isaiah_Lesney or both of our Instagrams at the Around the Lunch Table Instagram page. Oh, join to the Patreon really quick.
Patreon.com/ATLT for exclusive content, episodes early-ish.
Yeah, so next Monday's Christmas. Maybe we'll get one more out beforehand maybe if we find some time. So yeah,
maybe we'll get
to, if not, Merry Christmas. We'll see you guys next week. And see ya.
Get rowdy up in here.